Our next step is to calculate the range, or the horizontal distance, that the ball travels. Now, to do this, we can use a few of the assumptions and characteristics of projectile motion to just use the simple uniform motion equation of velocity equals distance over time. So we just calculated the total time it takes for the ball to go from the launching point to the landing point, which was 3.4 seconds. And in an earlier step, we calculated the initial horizontal velocity, or velocity in the x direction. So for projectile motion problems, remember that the horizontal velocity is constant. So once we've calculated the initial horizontal velocity, we can use this value throughout when solving for any other variables. So you can see in our formula and solution in the middle of the slide here that we're using the simple uniform motion equation to solve for the distance covered in the x direction, and the range of the ball is 55.4 meters.